This is the guided mindful standing yoga practice for meditation for daily life based on MBSR. Practicing mindful yoga on a regular basis is an opportunity to be in relationship with yourself and be present for whatever arises moment by moment. It may be sensations in the body, feelings, thoughts, doing your best to be with things just as they are in this moment in a non-judging way. Not forcing or straining. Being responsive to yourself in this very moment, bringing kindness and compassion. Like the other practices, find a time and place where you will be undisturbed, wearing comfortable, non-restrictive clothing, allowing for freedom of movement. Removing your shoes or socks is also recommended so that you'll be able to feel your feet on the floor without the restriction of shoes. You may also wish to use a yoga mat or a blanket on the floor. The second yoga meditation will be standing yoga. As we begin, standing with feet approximately hip width, with the arms at the sides and the head balanced evenly on the shoulders. Knowing that you are standing, feeling the floor under your feet, knowing that your legs are holding you upright, feeling the torso in a dignified posture, with the shoulders back, but without protruding the rib cage. Arms are hanging gently at your sides. In this posture, you may want to lower your gaze, and just as you're standing, you may even want to close your eyes so that you are sensing your body in this upright standing position. Knowing at this moment that you're about to begin a sequence of poses. Keeping in mind that if anything is not right for you in any moment, to simply listen to my voice and just imagine yourself doing the posture. Or if you feel that you need to, you may sit down at any time. Allowing this to be your practice as it unfolds moment by moment. And as you're standing, becoming aware of the fact that the body is breathing. And just being with the breath on the inhale and the exhale. Noticing if there are parts of the body that are actually moving. The belly, the chest on the inhale, and then a feeling of release on the exhale. And just being with it, noticing air as it moves in the nostrils and out the nostrils. Maybe even sensing the sides of the torso moving on the inhale and the exhale. But just allowing it to be without forcing it, but just the gentle rise and fall of the breath. And as we practice this standing yoga, like any type of yoga postures, we will focus on the breath as it moves in and out of the body and how it relates to the movement of the body. And so with the breath, inhaling and moving the arms in front of you, just to shoulder height, and then on the exhale, allowing them to just fall slowly back down to your sides. And again, doing that about three more times, inhaling up, just shoulder height, and then exhaling down.
On the inhale, feeling the arms floating up. And then exhaling, bringing them down. And one more time. Inhaling the arms up. Exhaling down. And just notice as the arms come to rest, any sensations, thoughts, emotions that come to mind. And now, on the inhale, we're going to inhale the arms up, and this time all the way over the head so that the fingertips are pointing toward the ceiling, and then exhaling, bringing the arms down. And then again, inhaling up. And your gaze can follow the arms as they move up, and exhaling, following the movement down. Again. Noticing any feelings of stretching. The movement of the shoulders. The arms reaching and then relaxing down. And taking a few breaths here to connect again. Everything that we do is very slow and deliberate, allowing for your body and for whatever is present in this moment. And now on the next inhale, raising both arms to your sides, flexing the wrists as if you're pushing away, and then on the exhale, bringing the arms down and allowing the hands to fall. A little bit more effort here. Inhaling up shoulder height, flexing both wrists as if you're pushing away on walls on either side of you, and then exhaling down. And again, noticing where you're putting effort in the pushing away of the hands, and then the relaxation on the exhale, bringing them down. And again. And on the exhale, bringing them down. And as you continue to practice standing yoga or reclining yoga, you can always switch off the recording and do some additional repetitions if that's what feels right for you in the moment, or even to practice without using the audio tape. And now, inhaling, bringing the right arm directly overhead as if you're pushing the ceiling, and with the left hand push down as if you're pushing away and feeling that stretch, and then exhaling the right arm down. And now inhaling the left arm up as if you're pushing the sky away and pushing down with the right arm. And again, exhaling down. And do this again on the inhale. And your eyes can follow that right arm up. And then the exhale down, lowering the gaze. And with the left arm. And two more times. Feeling the stretch. And then being with the relaxation of the exhale of bringing the arm down. and then just simply standing. And now the next side stretch is going to be just a little bit different than what you see illustrated with the postures. We're going to inhale both arms up all the way over the head, and then taking the right hand and putting it around the left wrist. Inhale again, lifting up, raising the spine, and on the exhale, leaning over to the right side so that you're feeling a stretch on the left side of the body. Inhaling back up, switching hands, exhaling to the left. And doing this three more times on each side, inhaling up and stretching up, switching hands, over to the right side. And inhaling up, noticing as you switch sides, were there any places where there's restriction or any pulling? But going only as far as is right for you. And once you've completed releasing the wrist, reaching the fingers up toward the ceiling, perhaps bringing the gaze up, and now turning the palms outward, exhaling as you allow the arms to come down at your sides. And at this place, notice any sensations and what it feels like to come to rest. And next, we're going to be doing some shoulder rolls, shoulder shrugs. So with the arms at the sides, inhaling the shoulders up toward the ears, and then rolling toward the back on the exhale. Inhaling again, the shoulders toward the ears, the hands are just resting. And then bringing the shoulders forward. Inhaling up. Exhaling, opening the chest toward the back. Inhaling again up. And then exhaling to the front. Just doing that two more times, or however right that feels to you. Noticing on any of these postures as you move, any catches, any sounds that you can hear, and now as we go into the neck rolls, the one that we will not do is the head back, because that can put great strain on the cervical spine. And so I'm going to invite you simply to inhale and stand very straight, and on the exhale, lower the chin toward the chest, feeling the stretch in the back of the neck, inhaling back up, nice and tall. And then exhaling, bringing the chin to the chest. Two more times. And then coming back up to balance center. And taking the right hand and placing it on the left side of the head, we add this piece just to be gentle with the bend toward the right. So inhaling here, exhaling over, bringing that right ear toward the right shoulder. Inhaling up, switching hands, and exhaling the ear, the left ear toward the left shoulder. Inhaling up, switching. And as you do this, you can close your eyes if you wish, switching hands. And you may have noticed as you do these poses that in general, not always, but the inhale comes with an extension, a stretching upward or outward. And the exhale is the flexion or the making of a smaller space, which makes a lot of sense when you think about the air coming in and out of the body. And when you're done, allowing both hands to come to the sides. And maybe turning the head from side to side, just to feel if anything is loosened, especially if there's been tight shoulders or tight neck muscles. Looking around, noticing the room that you're in, what those thoughts are at this moment. And now, as we are standing, we're going to move into a balancing pose. And so inhaling the arms up to the sides with the fingertips pointing out, lean slightly over to the right so that you've got a nice plumb line from the head to the foot. And then on the next inhale, take the left foot out toward the left side and raising it off the floor. And as you do this, continue to breathe. But notice if the shoulders are tight, allow the shoulders to loosen while the fingers are still pointing out. And on the next exhale, come back to center, bring the foot down. Inhaling, leaning toward the left, raising the right foot so it's off the ground to the side. Pointing the toe, breathing here, and then on the exhale, bringing the foot back down, coming to straight, and one more time, leaning toward the right, nice straight line, and then moving the right foot to the side off the floor. The left foot, excuse me. And then coming back to center on the inhale, leaning toward the left. And this time, the right foot to the left. Or to the right. I'm really trying to mix you up here. And then coming back to center and allowing the hands to just float down. Now noticing with that particular balancing posture, the effort that you may have put with your arms, extending them out for that period of time. And so just allow them to rest in this place. And now bringing the hands to the hips. Inhaling, straightening the spine, and exhaling, turning just the right head, or the head to the right, over the right shoulder. keeping the torso straight, and inhaling back to center. Exhaling, turning the head to the left, allowing the eyes to gaze past the left shoulder, and inhaling to the center. Exhaling to the right, inhaling to the center, exhaling the head to the left, and then back to center. Two more times on each side. Exhaling as you turn the head, inhaling to center, exhaling to the left, inhale to center, exhaling, inhaling, exhaling, and back to center. And just allowing this moment to be, whatever is arising. And now, inhaling, lengthening the spine, and on the exhale, turn both the head and the upper torso so that that left elbow is coming out toward the front and the right toward the back. And then inhale forward, exhaling the other way, twisting, just a gentle twist of the torso and the head, just like you're wringing out a washcloth, and then coming to center. And you might notice that you're leaning a little bit more on that right leg as you go to the right, and that's okay. And then to center, and just one more to the left. And standing. Knowing that you're standing, knowing that you're breathing. And now taking your hands and placing them just below your hips so that the fingertips are at the crease where the leg meets the pelvis. Inhale here, extending the spine, and on the exhale, fold forward, but only halfway, so that you're leading with your heart, and then inhale back up. And if at any time this feels like a little bit too much of a strain, bend your knees slightly on the exhale, just to halfway, so you're still looking forward and the heart is leading, and you're hinging at the hips. Inhaling back up. And two more times, just halfway. And as I make this recording, I'm doing these exercises with you. And so I'm noticing what's happening. And then coming to standing. And now we're going to inhale here. And on the exhale, we're going to actually come all the way down. And if there's any stretching that's not quite right for you, bend your knees. Bring your fingertips to the floor directly in front of you. And allowing the head to hang. And then taking a hold of each of your elbows, allow gravity to actually pull the shoulders just a wee bit more. And in this place, you might want to experiment and see if you can straighten your legs just a wee bit more. But if not, bend them. And now bringing your hands down on top of your upper foot, keeping your left hand on the left foot, inhale and reach the right arm forward. And then exhale, bringing it down, resting it on the right foot. And then inhaling the left arm up. And then exhaling it down. And one more time on each side. Inhaling. And exhaling that arm down. Inhaling the left arm up. And exhaling it down. Now bending the knees. You might even feel the lower belly against the knees. Bring both arms back as if you're getting ready to jump. And then slowly bring the arms forward and come upward, keeping both legs bent, both knees bent, as if you're reaching out and you're actually sitting down in a chair. And then bringing the arms up on an inhale, come to standing. Opening the palms toward the outside. Exhale and allow both arms to just float down. Closing your eyes if you wish. Just see how that felt. And so now taking the hands just below the waist at the crease of the hips, inhaling, stretching the spine upwards, and on the exhale, bending, but keeping the back straight, leading with the heart, bending the knees slightly, come to a full fold forward until the head falls, and bring your hands down just in front of your feet. Breathing here. And now again, bending the knees so you can see those big toes. Drawing the arms back. And then bringing the arms forward. Coming back up. Extending the arms out in front of you. Just like the photo shows. In a chair pose. And then inhaling, coming to standing, the arms straight overhead, fingertips toward the ceiling. Now turning the palms outward, allowing the arms to float down at your sides. Now you've been standing for a long time, so you can feel free to move around a little bit, lifting the feet, moving from side to side. Even swinging the arms a little bit, just to feel that. And now we're going to go into another balancing pose, but this one with choice. And so leaning over to the right, where you're putting most of your weight on the right foot, so you're leaning just slightly, bending the left leg. Now opening the hip so that the bottom of the foot, the left foot, is resting against the ankle of the right leg with the toe down on the floor. Hands are slightly on the hips. Now bringing the hands together as if in prayer. In front of you, lifting your head, but feeling lots of energy in the leg. Slowly inhale and raise both arms above your head, keeping the fingertips together. Feeling the stretch, at the same time, feeling the balance. And how is it for you? Is there striving? Is there uncertainty? What is coming to mind right now? But then come back into the body. And on the next exhale, bring the hands back down in front of the heart, hands together. And then slowly turn the left leg so that it is pointing toward the front.
and come back down. Both feet on the floor. Releasing the arms. And then move around just a wee bit, because that was some effort with that right leg. Now, bring your weight to the left leg, bending the right knee, and then opening the hip, bringing the right heel against the left leg. Toes are still on the floor. Bringing the hands up into a prayer position in front of the chest. And when you're ready, on an inhale, raising the hands above the head, keeping the fingertips together. The heels of the hands do not have to be touching. Extending both arms up, and yet balancing. Breathing. And seeing how it feels on this side of the body. And then lowering the hands to prayer in front of the heart. And then turning the right leg so that the knee is pointing forward. And dropping the foot to the floor. Releasing the hands and moving from side to side. Now, as you continue with this practice, you may want to try some different possibilities. And that could be, as you bring the foot to the standing leg, to place the bottom of the foot against the calf, the side calf. Or even bringing the foot all the way up to the upper thigh. But just a word of caution, as you work with this pose, try to avoid putting the foot against the knee, because that is your flexing knee. You don't want to create any pressure there. And you might want to have a chair or something handy to help in case your balance is a little bit off. It's always fine to use a prop so that you feel safe as you do this pose. The picture, the illustration, shows the foot up on the upper thigh, but that's only if you wish to try that. There's no requirement. And now, very carefully, coming to the mat, to a seated posture, and taking the fleshy part of the back side, pulling that back toward the back of the room on both sides. It helps us to sit up straighter. And then bringing the soles of the feet together, taking the hands and placing them on your ankles. And you may notice that the knees are not touching the floor, which is absolutely fine. We're all built very differently. But inhale, lift the chest, looking straight ahead with a soft gaze. And on the exhale, just feel the knees going toward the floor, using that energy, and then releasing it. Inhaling, lifting the chest, straightening the spine, and on the exhale, bringing a little bit of effort, but only a little bit, to lower the knees. It might only seem like a very, very small amount of movement is made, and that's all you need as long as you're breathing. And now, after doing that, bringing the knees together, the feet on the floor, extending the left leg forward, flexing that ankle so that the toes are coming towards your face, and then taking the heel of the foot and placing it on just above the knee,
And you may notice that that knee is still higher than your hips, and that's okay. This is a chance to experience a little bit more of a stretch. And so we're going to inhale the arms up. And on the exhale, we're going to bend toward that extended left leg. Bring the hands down and just under the calf. And keeping the chest open, drawing the chest toward that leg. Keeping the left foot flexed and noticing what's present. Then if you're able, extend the hands down toward the ankle or toward the toes and drawing the head down. Feel the stretch in the back, in the sides, in the arms. But if at any time this doesn't feel right to you, simply come back up to sitting, walking the hands up the extended leg. And breathe. And now drawing the right knee up so that the sole of the foot is on the floor, extend the right leg out, flexing that foot, the ankle so the toes are coming toward your face, and then bending the left leg, bring the sole of the foot just above the knee, and notice that knee may be higher than the hip, and that's entirely fine. But notice how it feels different than the other side. And so now inhaling the arms up, turning the torso toward that extended leg. Exhale, bringing the heart forward, bringing the arms down, and just taking underneath the extended leg. Breathing here. The head is still up, the heart is forward. And then if it's right for you to move the hands down to the ankle or even to the foot and allow the head to fall. Breathing here, being fully present. And then when you're ready, walking the hands up that extended leg. And coming to seated, drawing the left knee up, sole of the foot is on the floor, and extending it out. Flexing both ankles, taking the hands and placing them just to the sides of your hips with the fingertips on the floor. Inhale here and lift, and exhale, settle the backside into the floor. Staff pose. A great deal of dignity and stability. And now finally, bending both knees. Soles of the feet are on the floor. Take a hold of your back of your thighs with both hands. And now slowly, slowly start to lean back. And when it seems right, just allow yourself to fall back into a reclining position. And as you feel your body make contact with the floor, extend both legs out. And just allow the feet to fall in a normal way, in a very relaxed way. Both arms are at your sides. With the palms facing upward. And if you wish and you've got a blanket nearby, you might want to cover yourself for this time of relaxation. The final pose in yoga is a relaxation pose in which we lay on the floor like this. And if you wish, you can bend your knees if there's any sensitivity in your low back, but otherwise you can keep the legs extended. And we come to rest, remembering that the end of all of our work is rest, renewal, a chance for the body and the mind to rest. And just be here, sinking into the floor, into your mat, in total relaxation. So at the sound of the bell, you can either remain in this restful pose, or you can begin to wiggle fingers and wiggle toes, making some stretches as they seem right for you. And then when you're ready, bending both knees and laying over on your right side, extending the right arm above your head, so that it pillows your head. Breathing here and knowing that you're breathing. And then taking your left hand and using it to push yourself up to seated. Concluding this yoga practice with deep gratitude for showing kindness and care by practicing and being with your body and with your mind, just as it is, moment by moment. You may wish to do a body scan at this point, or a sitting meditation. These all go hand in hand and create that opportunity to be present for yourself.